From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. In her third day of confirmation hearings, Judge Sonia Sotomayor has repeatedly declined to talk about cases that might come before her on the Supreme Court. Republican senators pressed her on abortion and on gun control, among other issues. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Sotomayor described existing Supreme Court decisions in detail, and she steered clear of hypotheticals. Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma seemed frustrated.
Can you give me your opinion of whether or not in this country I personally, as an individual citizen, have a right to self-defense?
I don't know if that legal question has been ever presented.
I wasn't asking about the legal question. I'm asking about your personal opinion.
But that is sort of an abstract question with no particular meaning to me outside.
Well, I think that's what American people want to hear.
The president of the National Rifle Association is scheduled to testify against Sotomayor later this week. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A Senate committee has become the first to complete work on a health overhaul bill. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee approved the bill on a party-line 13-10 vote. It would create a new government insurance plan to compete with private plans, require most individuals to have health insurance, and most employers to help pay for it. Connecticut Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd, who filled in for ailing Chairman Ted Kennedy, hailed the measure.
This bill, because of what we've done, is going to increase access, it's going to reduce costs to individuals, and it's going to improve the quality of health care in our country.
But the panel's top Republican, Mike Enzi of Wyoming, disagreed.
What just passed out of committee on a partisan line costs too much, covers too few, and kicks people out of the coverage that they've got right now.
Finance, the other Senate panel working on the issue, has yet to unveil its bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran has a brief time to move toward more engagement with the West. Speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations today, Clinton says Iranian leaders should respond to the U.S. offer for new dialogue because the chance to do so won't last forever. Iran's been under great pressure from the United States and European countries for its nuclear program. The White House says President Obama will receive Iraqi President Nouri al-Maliki in Washington next week. At the end of last month, U.S. troops pulled out of Iraqi towns and cities. The withdrawal was part of a security pact that the United States and Iraq agreed upon earlier this year. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 263 points at 8,622. The Nasdaq was up more than 57 points at 1,856. This is NPR. NASA is hoping for a break in the weather for the launch try number 6 for the Space Shuttle Endeavour. Poor liftoff conditions and fuel leaks have postponed the blastoff 5 times already. That's almost a NASA record. From member station WMFE, Pat Duggins reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
Storm clouds and lightning are hanging just northwest of Space Shuttle Endeavour's launch pad. Forecasters hope the system will drift out to sea and clear the way for liftoff. The astronauts are strapped aboard the spacecraft as the countdown ticks toward blastoff at 3 minutes after 6 Eastern Time. If Endeavour scrubs tonight, it will equal the record number for launch scrubs first set by Space Shuttle Columbia in 1986. That earlier mission featured rookie pilot Charlie Bolden, who's awaiting confirmation in the U.S. Senate to be NASA's next top administrator. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Imaging company Eastman Kodak has settled a lawsuit with minority workers who claimed the company discriminated against them. Eastman Kodak will pay well over $21 million to more than 3,000 current and former African-American employees. Kodak does not admit wrongdoing. Iranian state television reports a jetliner crashed just northwest of the capital today. The report says 168 people perished who were aboard. The jet went down just after takeoff. It belonged to Caspian Airlines and was headed toward Armenia. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a huge earthquake struck just off the coast of New Zealand earlier today. Its magnitude was 7.8. The tremor generated a small tsunami, and the Pacific Tsunami Center issued a brief warning. The center canceled the warning after about 1 hour. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.